Racial unrest is causing trouble for ministry in Kenya. The president of Sierra Leone welcomes a ministry with open arms, and a geneticist marries faith and science at Stanford University. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Kenya, where Food for the Hungry's Paul Wagner says former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's brokered peace deal has brought calm to the country, but many believe it's temporary. FHI's work is mostly in the north and unaffected. However, Wagner says,
just because we are present in the country, we have been involved in relief efforts with the internally displaced peoples in the Nairobi area, and now we're starting to expand into western Kenya, which has also been one of the more harder affected areas.
It's been difficult finding staff to help with relief efforts because of the ethnic unrest. The church is doing much of the relief work itself. Wagner says the church is helping people understand that the answers to Kenya's problems are spiritual.
People are starting to see that, you know, the answer is not always in the political regime or even in the economy. It has also been affected. So the church has really been able to step in.
Next, the new president of Sierra Leone, His Excellency Ernest Karoma, recently welcomed World Hope International to his country. The meeting highlighted the work of the ministry and how their projects dovetail with Karoma's plan for development. WHI will play an important role in continued development in Sierra Leone to meet those goals. Through their various projects, transformation takes place as the power of Jesus works in and through the local faith community. You're listening to Mission Network News. Combining volunteerism with vacation is gaining popularity, increasing by as much as 30% over the last year. The fastest growing demographic has been people under 20, although baby boomers are still leading the way. Capitalizing on the trend, Love Package's Steve Schmidt says,
we're looking for missions groups, people that want to be involved in missions somewhere around the world, but they really don't have the finances to go to Timbuktu, but they want to be involved and they want to do something great for God. We need a lot of volunteers. We have really mountains of literature that need to be moved.
Schmidt calls it a missions adventure.
We explain to them that every piece of literature that they're handling is going to be read by a minimum of 20 people overseas. We tell them stories about the lack of literature different places around the world, and all of a sudden it begins to dawn on them that they're really going to impact thousands of lives by the material that they're handling and getting ready, and they really come away with a new sense of being able to do something significant for the kingdom of God.
Go to our website for details. Meanwhile, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship regards the university campus as its mission field. Opening dialogue on difficult issues was one reason the Stanford chapter brought in renowned geneticist Francis Collins to lecture. In his address, he argued for the compatibility of faith and science. InterVarsity member Kyle Heath.
Our goal was essentially to foster dialogue. This is an area where scientists don't often want to go. I think one of Collins' quotes that really jumps out at me is, one of the great tragedies of our time is this impression that has been created that science and religion have to be at war.
He says in the aftermath, it's a whole new evangelistic opportunity with international impact.
If you want to do international missions, there's no better place than a large research institute like Stanford. Frankly, in some of these research labs, Americans are the minority. These will be the leaders in the world, and they had a chance to hear the gospel presented and this message that faith and science are quite in harmony.
And following years of prayer, groundwork, and intense spiritual warfare, Transworld Radio is now on the air in spiritually needy West Africa. Christian broadcasts in 14 languages began February 1st from a 100,000-watt AM transmitter located in the country of Benin, the birthplace of voodoo. The new broadcasting outlet marks TWR's 14th major international transmitting site. The facility has the potential to reach some 63 million people, many from another major world religion. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Orphan Outreach is making available lullabies, songs for quiet moments, songs that will quiet the little ones, but lyrics that will touch your soul. It's being sent to you to remind you of the needs of orphans around the world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.